Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
No matter how responsible you think your teen is, it is terrifying. Terrifying to any new parent. To any parent, I mean, of a new driver. Your teenager wants to drive. They get their permit, you know. They want to start driving around with an adult. It is absolutely terrifying to any parent because the statistics on fatal car crashes and emergency room visits from teenagers is staggering. My guest is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a pediatrician and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics. How do we teach our teens to be safe drivers, or do we make them wait until they are 25 to let them drive?
Don't let them hear you say that. They'll start a coup. But no, it is true. Unfortunately, motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens. And they're at least four times more likely to get in an accident than other drivers. So the first thing we have to think about is, why is that? And really, it's because they just don't have the same experience driving. So even when they get their licenses, a lot of times the amount of hours that they've spent driving just isn't sufficient to teach them the skills that they need. Of course, they know how to turn on their blinker and that sort of thing, but what you realize is when you've driven for a while, that you anticipate what the person in front of you might do or what the hazards might be, and you're able to sort of play out in your head what you're going to do before that happens. And teens don't have that experience. So what you really need to do with your child is to make sure, with your teen, is to make sure that you do bite that bullet and take them driving, and take them driving even after they've gotten their license, to make sure that they get the hours that they need in a safe environment. And there are other things that you can do. A lot of these kids like to play video games now. There are games that, like State Farm makes a game called Road Aware that helps you to learn sort of some of these hazards and to just basically practice driving simulated so that you don't have the accidents when you're out on the road. You get to, you know, use the video game to do that. The other thing you want to do, and I actually didn't realize that how low the rate was for teens wearing their seatbelt. So you have to think, if these kids are going to get into these minor crashes, you would like them to be restrained both when they're driving and as passengers. And teens have the lowest seatbelt rate use of any age group. So we want to stress to our kids that they need to wear the seatbelt, not just when they're driving, but when they're with somebody else in the car.
Well, I found a good website, Dr. Cross, called teendriving.com, and they have some really great tips for, you know, kids getting licenses, the realities of owning a car and the insurance, and then tips of driving, like around trucks. And the thought of all of this absolutely sends me into dithers. I swear, I cannot even imagine. My son's 14, so I'm going to have to deal with this in a few years. You said to go driving with them even after they get their license. We make sure they're wearing their seatbelts because the rates are staggeringly low. We make sure they do not text, have friends in the car, play loud music, any of those scary things. But how do we teach them those things that you say come only with experience? Like to watch out for the person's going to really, you know, they're moving into your lane. Or not to have their friends in the car. How do we teach them these things?
So some states have things called a graduated driver's license, and some don't. I think the concept of graduated driver's license is wonderful. And so what that means is basically you're able to drive, but you're able to drive only during some conditions. So you mentioned having passengers in the car. Most parents would think that they need to, of course, you don't want your child to talk on the cell phone, you don't want your child to text while they're driving, but most parents don't realize that how risky it is to have passengers in the car. Having one extra person in the car increases your risk of an accident, or a teen's risk of an accident, by 40%. When they have two of their buddies in the car, it doubles their chance of an accident, and three people in the car quadruples it. So you want to make sure that your new teen is not driving people around, even their siblings. You want to make sure that if they're having somebody in the car, and it's adults who can help them drive. But other than that, they shouldn't be driving around other people. And you want to think about also when you say, sure, your 16-year-old can drive my daughter to the grocery store. I mean, that's just not a good idea. So you want to think about how would you do a graduated driver's license. So first, you can't have passengers unless they're adults. Maybe no nighttime driving, because that, of course, is more difficult. don't go on any high-speed roads, don't drive in bad weather. Maybe you're only allowed to drive a certain distance from your house. So all of these things sort of decreases their risk of having this accident. And then you want to let them know not only not to drive when they're drunk or when they've taken drugs, which of course you're hoping they're not doing, but also when they're tired, that, you know, they just don't have the experience to be able to handle, you know, staying up all night cramming for a test and then driving themselves to school in the morning. So you want to think about the fact that this is an inexperienced driver, and what do you need to do to basically make sure that their experiences are under the best of circumstances.
Everything you described, Dr. Cross, sounds like a parent would, the kids would roll their eyeballs and say, really, Mom, I can't drive at night, or I can't take the highway to get there. It's going to be so much faster. Or, oh, it's raining a little bit outside, so I can't go, you know, to my friend's house. They're going to think we're nuts.
That is
how do you
true.
Tell
Although
your kids, you know, how do you say, honey, this is scary to me. I don't want to be a psychopath, but it's terrifying to me.
It is. And I think that what you need to do is, like, most kids are so excited that they're getting their license that this is, you know, this is a big deal. So if before they get their license, you can't wait till they have their license to start putting out the rules. You have to say, okay, you know, you're going to start driver's ed. We're going to start doing this. This is a great thing. By the way, when you get your license, the first, you know, for the first 6 months or whatever, these are going to be our rules. And if, you know, everything goes well, then, of course, you progress and get, you know, more and more privileges. And you have to let them know that it's not about you being in control, it's about them being safe. And really, when you put it that way, you know that even though they might not like it, that these are the right things to do. And even if you get your child their own car, you know, they have to ask you for the keys. You're still the parent, even though now they can drive and it seems like they have all this autonomy. You still are the parent, and you have to make the best decisions. Now, there are some parent-teen driving agreements and things you can use, but sometimes just having, you know, a heart-to-heart conversation, you know, and I could even tell my kids, you know, when I started driving, yeah, you know, I hit the fender here, I did this. Like, I know it's going to happen to you. I just want to make sure that when it does, you know, you live through it. And so putting it in those terms, they really understand, I think, that it's coming from the best place. I think they still may think that you're overprotective, but at least they understand where it's coming from.
What about some of the new devices that are out there, Dr. Cross, which you can put on a car that a teen's driving, which lets you know if they're, like, it turns off their cell phone when they turn on the thing, or they have to blow into a thing so that you know they haven't been drinking before they drive. Do we start from a place of trust, or do we start from the place of, I don't want you doing any of these things, so I'm going to make sure you don't?
I think that it does depend on the child. I always think that it is better to start from a place of trust. Obviously, some parents may have children who have already broken their trust, or for whatever reason they know that that's not the right thing to do. So every child is different, but I do think that you start from a place of, this is what I expect from you, you know, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll have to have some consequences. But, you know, if you start from a place of not trusting them, they start thinking about ways to get around it. And I just think that no matter what you instill, they are going to have somebody else blow into it, or they'll use somebody else's phone while they're driving. I mean, really, you have to teach your children to be good people and to do the right thing because it's the right thing, not because they're scared of getting caught. And that's one of the hardest jobs of parenting, no matter what we're talking about, is teaching our children that, you know, even if there aren't consequences, even if you're not going to get in trouble, this is not the right thing to do.
Well, certainly I love the idea of graduated driver's license. My children will not get their graduated license till they're 30 and have proved that they can drive just fine. And by the age of 30, I know that they'll be out there and they'll probably be fine. But great advice about teen driving, you know, teaching your children the respect for the other cars on the road and about texting and driving and responsible driving, driving with them. It's scary for all parents, but it's something we kind of all have to go through. So let's go through it together. That's what we're talking about right here on Healthy Children. And our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.